It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get back to more Mark Crotty on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Fake to Travis Henry, and Alex Brown has the sack. At the Florida 35, Martin threw it right into the hands of Alex Brown. He picked it off. More than 6'4", 300 pounds. Brown has Martin again. They think he's about to emerge into a big-time receiver. Brown's a big-time end tonight. Five sacks for Florida, three for Alex Brown. Third down and almost 10. Here comes Brown again, and he rips him down. He had three younger siblings he had to serve as a role model for. Brown has Martin again.
We're going to hear from Alex Brown here in just a second. I wanted to let you know that there have been some developments in the last 3 hours regarding the Northwestern hazing scandal, which I will get to in just a little bit. As noted, civil rights attorney Ben Crump was talking today and holding a press conference, and we will get into some of that here in just a little bit. But let's talk Bears with the former Bears defensive lineman, Alex Brown. And that, which you just heard, was Alex Brown in college playing for the Florida Gators, a game in 1999 against Tennessee where he had five sacks and one interception. Do you remember that, Alex, or no?
I tried to duplicate that game over the next 10, 12 years, but I wasn't able to do it.
Hey, man, I watched your whole career, man, and you had some big-time games as well. Then you got your job ripped off from Mark Anderson, but then you got your job back. So I saw it all. Yeah. I saw you making impacts.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. We are talking to Alex Brown. I am Mark Rohde here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Alex, we played that not just to please you because we knew it would please you, but the Bears have a gentleman by the name of Jervon Dexter on this team who played for the Florida Gators, a second-round pick for the Bears. What do you think about Jervon Dexter, and what kind of an impact do you think he can make in his rookie year?
I honestly think he can make an immediate impact. And that, I don't know if that's saying a whole lot in the sense of we were very, very bad at a lot of different things on defense last year, whether that was rushing the passer, stopping the run. It really didn't matter. We were just really bad at it. But adding a kid like Dexter, I think for when he was at Florida, he was the only guy, right, on defense that you so he got a lot of focus. He got a lot of people – or opposing teams watching him and trying to take him out of the game. And a lot of times they were able to do that. But now when you're in the NFL, there are other players around you. And now I think being asked not to carry the defense, just to go in and do your job, I think we'll see him splash pretty early.
That is encouraging. I think you're one of the first people that I've heard say that, because everybody has this hesitant attitude like, well, he's a defensive lineman, and defensive linemen, you know, don't develop that quickly. You can't have those expectations of a rookie. But you're saying that, like, he's going to be – because we've seen this, like, where college players, whether it's in – I've seen it in college basketball, I've seen it in college football, where they're held back a little bit at the college level for the sake of the team, and then they sprout right away at the NFL level. Is that kind of what you're saying?
I see the talent. He has the talent. He's big, he's fast, and more than fast, he's quick in little areas. And I like that about him, especially in this type of defense. That's why I think he can splash. When I say splash, I don't mean that he's going to go out and have 12 sacks. That's not what I mean. What I mean is that over the course of a football game, you're going to hear his name called 3, 4, 5, 6 times because he's either blowing up the middle to help someone else make a play. He's making a play on his own, or – he's hitting a quarterback to cause an errant throw that ends up being an interception. And if you're one of those Monday morning type of fans, you're going to look in the paper and say, well, he only had two tackles and a pressure, but not really understanding the impact that he had on the football game. So I think he'll be that player that you go back and you look at and you're like, damn, like he was all over the place. Now he didn't get a sack for this, or he ran right. the quarterback out of the pocket two or three times, but that impacts the football game when you do that. So getting the quarterback off his spot, and I think he can do that stuff. I think he can make plays in the run game. I think he'll make plays in the passing game. So, I mean, but time will tell, and we'll see how he grows. I mean, players grow a lot from rookie year to that second year to that third year. So let's see where that base is for him, rookie year, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Yeah, and he talked about the skill set and the things that he does well and all that. He's also a massive individual. 6'5", 313. And that is legitimate size. Because when he walked into the media room for the first time, Alex, I looked at the guy and I said, how can this guy not dominate right away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know about like, dominate. And I'm not saying he can't dominate. I think there's a slimmer chance that he dominates.
Yeah.
But I really feel strongly about him coming in and making a contribution. And then probably about halfway through the season, maybe even a quarter way through the season, we see him take a step forward. And start to become more consistent with these plays. I mean, I think he's coming from a playing against the talent that he's going to be playing against in the NFL. So when you play in SEC, that's something that curve, that learning curve isn't as big sometimes with a lot of players that come out of the SEC, even though the teams he played on at Florida weren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
But what it showed heart and that he didn't quit. And he had to carry him along being the leader on that defense. So I love the pick. And now it's just about seeing how he progressed and the tutelage that he gets from the veterans on that football team. So I learned a lot from Urlacher and Bridge. You know, I learned a ton from Warwick Holman and Roosevelt Colvin.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like a defensive lineman can't learn from the linebackers. And we brought in a couple of veteran linebackers that'll be able to help out some of these young guys as far as getting lined up, making sure they know that, hey, we believe in you. You know, like a young kid hearing when I got there, Warwick Holman or Roosevelt Colvin or Brian Urlacher say, hey, we believe you, man. We got you. You out here with us. I mean, we trust you. So let's go. And like that goes a long way. So I think you'll see him settle down. He'll come out and he'll have his rookie mistakes and those first year jitters and all that. But as he settles down, I think you're going to see that we got a hell of a player here.
And I love that you brought up Warwick Holman and Roosevelt Colvin. I mean, I was hoping those guys are going to be together longer. I mean, hey, Roosevelt Colvin did what he had to do, right? Got to get paid at some point in time. So I don't blame him. But God, I wish that linebacking crew would have stayed together.
Yeah, that was a really, really special group for that 2001 season where they made that run to the playoffs. But then if Roosevelt stays, if Ward stays, then we don't get Lance Briggs. Right?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point.
We don't get to see that Hall of Fame.
That's such a good point.
What should be a Hall of Fame career in Lance Briggs. We don't get to see that. And then, I mean, I'm not going to forget about Hunter Hillemeyer, you know?
Nope.
So we don't get to see Hunter get out there and be able to play all three positions, you know?
Shout out to Hunter Hillemeyer. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. There was a lot of good linebacker play going on.
Talking
to Alex Brown, the former Bears defensive lineman. You can follow him on Twitter, which you should do right now. @AlexBrown96 is the place for him on Twitter. Just a couple more for you, Alex Brown, including with all the improvements that the Bears have made this year, how many extra wins do you think it's worth?
I mean, hell, what we won, 3 last year?
4.
we won 4?
You know what I call it, Alex? I just call it the season where the Bears lost 10 straight games.
Well, we got the number one pick, and we did something with it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, that's fine. I tell you what, I think it's gonna be a totally different team as far as the wins go. I think we'll sneak up on a couple people, but I see us winning. Without luck, I think we win 9.
Okay.
With any luck, We win 10 and we sneak into the playoffs. And are we going to make it indoors? I have no idea. But you can't make it indoors until you get there. So just ask the 2000, I think it's 2007 and 2011 New York Giants. Like, I'm sure they didn't think they were going to get there. But they got there, and they were able to make some noise when they got there, because then it's only about winning one game that mm-hmm. particular Sunday, then you move on. So I do think we are very competitive in the division this year. I don't think anybody's just standing out with the losses of the better teams, I'll say, in the division. So you lose Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you can't come back and tell me you're going to be a better football team. I don't buy that. And then Dalvin Cook leaving Minnesota, and their backup mm-hmm. running back leaving the year before that, I just don't see them having that same type of offense when people know you're going to throw it. See, there was a certain respect that had to go to Cook in the backfield, but now he's not there. Now you got Kirk Cousins, and everybody knows he's going to throw it to Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson's amazing. I get it.
Yes.
But even being amazing, it's still the NFL. And if we can take one thing away and know you're not going to run it or you're not going to be very successful running it, then we can really shut down the pass. So I don't think Detroit. Detroit's going to Detroit. So
I hope you're right.
I'm not worried about Detroit. I know everybody's worried about them. I'm not worried about Detroit.
Okay. Good.
I'm not. I think the Bears will be there in the end. And if they're able to pull off, they make the field goal, the other team misses the field throughout the season, there'll be games where it's one play that could go one way or the other, and it'll decide if we win, and we get to 10 wins, I think we got a shot to win the division here. And it'll be a year earlier than a lot of people think. So, and Justin will have a big year. I'm not sure he'll throw for the 4,000 yards that he said, but I sure hope he does.
Hey, Alex, I'll take 3,000.
I'll take 3,000 and him running and being him.
Yes.
I'll take 3,000. I don't want him to change to try to be a pocket passer. I want you to just play football. Be Justin. And, man, I think we're going to have a hell of a season, man.
I love the optimism. Last thing, tell me that Jordan Love is going to suck and that the Bears fans are not going to have to worry about having another historically great quarterback on the Green Bay Packers.
No, I think we're back to the mid-90s with them.
Yes!
Early 90s. I'm sorry, early 90s.
Oh,
early
man. 90s. Was that Lynn Dickey? No, early. I didn't even know who was on their quarterback.
I think it's early 90s with Green Bay now.
Okay.
They got spoiled with two back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and now they're making the mistake of thinking it's whoever the hell we pick. They're just going to be good. Well, it doesn't work that way. Trust me. Trust me. It just in Chicago, we understand it does not work that way. So I think he's going to be not atrocious.
He doesn't have to be bad.
Be that,
just be mediocre. That's all.
And I think that's what he'll be. He'll
yeah.
be mediocre. He'll be – I mean, you'll be able to name – 18 quarterbacks that you'll take before him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I like the Green Bay Packers, having a quarterback just like that.
That's right. It's time. Yeah, it's a lot of years of making up to do for the Green Bay Pack. Time for you guys to pay the piper for all your great quarterbacks over the years. Time to drop
Amen.
Back.
Amen.
Alex, thanks, man. I really appreciate you coming on, man.
No problem. Thank you.
See ya. Sounds like we ended our call with Alex Brown at the exact right time. As a matter, maybe his alarm was going off. Great discussion, though, with Alex Brown, the former Bears defensive lineman. We've had two really good Bears guests here, Mark Potash and Alex Brown, both beaming with optimism.
Let's get back to more Mark Crotty on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Fake to Travis Henry, and Alex Brown has the sack. At the Florida 35, Martin threw it right into the hands of Alex Brown. He picked it off. Warren, 6'4", 300 pounds. Brown has Martin again. They think he's about to emerge into a big-time receiver. Brown's a big-time end tonight. 5 sacks for Florida, 3 for Alex Brown. Third down and almost 10. Here comes Brown again, and he rips him down. He had 3 younger siblings he had to serve as a role model for. Brown has Martin again.
We're going to hear from Alex Brown here in just a second. I wanted to let you know that there have been some developments in the last 3 hours regarding the Northwestern hazing scandal, which I will get to in just a little bit. As noted, civil rights attorney Ben Crump was talking today and holding a press conference, and we will get into some of that here in just a little bit. But let's talk Bears with the former Bears defensive lineman, Alex Brown. And that, which you just heard, was Alex Brown in college playing for the Florida Gators, a game in 1999 against Tennessee where he had 5 sacks and 1 interception. Do you remember that, Alex, or no?
I tried to duplicate that game over the next, 10, 12 years, but I wasn't able to do it.
Hey, man, I watched your whole career, man, and you had some big-time games as well. Then you got your job ripped off from Mark Anderson, but then you got your job back. So I saw it all. Yeah. I saw you making impacts.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. We are talking to Alex Brown. I am Mark Rohde here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Alex, we played that not just to please you because we knew it would please you, but the Bears have a gentleman by the name of Jervon Dexter on this team who played for the Florida Gators, a second-round pick for the Bears. What do you think about Jervon Dexter, and what kind of an impact do you think he can make in his rookie year?
I honestly think he can make an immediate impact. And that, I don't know if that's saying a whole lot in the sense of we were very, very bad at a lot of different things on defense last year, whether that was rushing the passer, stopping the run. It really didn't matter. We were just really bad at it. But adding a kid like Dexter, for when he was at Florida, he was the only guy, right, on defense that you so he got a lot of focus. He got a lot of people or opposing teams watching him and trying to take him out of the game. And a lot of times they were able to do that, but now when you're in the NFL, there are other players around you. And now I think being asked not to carry the defense, just to go in and do your job, I think we'll see him splash pretty early.
That is encouraging. I think you're one of the first people that I've heard say that, because everybody has this hesitant attitude like, well, he's a defensive lineman, and defensive linemen, you know, don't develop that quickly. You can't have those expectations of a rookie. But you're saying that, like, he's going to be – because we've seen this, like, where college players, whether it's in – I've seen it in college basketball, I've seen it in college football, where they're held back a little bit at the college level for the sake of the team, and then they sprout right away at the NFL level. Is that kind of what you're saying?
I just see that – I see the talent. He has the talent. He's big, he's fast, and more than fast, he's quick in little areas. And I like that about him, especially in this type of defense. That's why I think he can splash. When I say splash, I don't mean that he's going to go out and have 12 sacks. That's not what I mean. What I mean is that over the course of a football game, you're going to hear his name called 3, 4, 5, 6 times because he's either blowing up the middle to help someone else make a play. He's making a play on his own, or he's hitting a quarterback to cause an errant throw that ends up being an interception. And if you're one of those Monday morning type of fans, you're going to look in the paper and say, well, he only had 2 tackles and a pressure, but not really understanding the impact that he had on the football game. So I think he'll be that player that you go back and you look at and you're like, damn, like he was all over the place now. He didn't get a sack for this, or he ran the quarterback out of the pocket 2 or 3 times. But that impacts the football game when you do that. So getting the quarterback off his spot, and I think he can do that stuff. I think he can make plays in the run game. I think he'll make plays in the passing game. So, I mean, but time will tell, and we'll see how he grows. I mean, players grow a lot from rookie year to that second year to that third year. So let's see where that base is for him, rookie year. And then we'll kind of go from there.
Yeah, and he talked about the skill set and the things that he does well and all that. And he's also a massive individual. 6'5", 313, and that is legitimate size. Because when he walked into the media room for the first time, Alex, I looked at the guy and I said, how can this guy not dominate right away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about like, dominate is – now, and I'm not saying he can't dominate. I think there's a slimmer chance that he dominates.
Yeah.
But I really feel strongly about him coming in and making a contribution And then probably about halfway through the season, maybe even a quarter way through the season, we see him take a step forward and start to become more consistent with these plays. I mean, I think he's coming from a playing against the talent that he's going to be playing against in the NFL. So when you play in SEC, that's something that curve, that learning curve, isn't as big sometimes with a lot of players that come out of the SEC. Even though the teams he played on at Florida weren't very good, but what it showed heart, and that he didn't quit, and he had to carry him along being the leader on that defense. So I love the pick. And now it's just about seeing how he progressed and the tutelage that he gets from the veterans on that football team. So I learned a lot from Urlacher and Briggs. You know, I learned a ton from Ward Holman and Roosevelt Colvin.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like a defensive lineman can't learn from the linebackers. And we brought in a couple of veteran linebackers that'll be able to help out some of these young guys as far as getting lined up, making sure they know that, hey, we believe in you. You know, like a young kid hearing, when I got there, a young kid hearing Ward Coleman or Roosevelt Colvin or Brian Urlacher say, hey, we believe you, man. We got you. You out here with us. I mean, we trust you. So let's go. And, like, that goes a long way. So I think you'll see him settle down. He'll come out and he'll have his rookie mistakes and those first-year jitters and all that. But as he settles down, I think you're going to see that we got a hell of a player here.
And I love that you brought up Warwick Holman and Roosevelt Colvin. I mean, I was hoping those guys are going to be together longer. I mean, hey, Roosevelt Colvin did what he had to do, right? Got to get paid at some point in time. So I don't blame him. But God, I wish that linebacking crew would have stayed together.
Yeah, that was a really really special group for that 2001 season where they made that run to the playoffs. But then if Roosevelt stays, if Ward stays, then we don't get Lance Briggs. Right?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point.
We don't get to see that Hall of Fame.
That's such a good point.
What should be a Hall of Fame career in Lance Briggs. We don't get to see that. And then, I mean, I'm not going to forget about Hunter Hillemeyer, you know?
Nope.
So we don't get to see Hunter get out there and be able to play all three positions, you know?
Shout out to Hunter Hillemeyer. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. There was a lot of good linebacker play going on.
Talking
to Alex Brown, the former Bears defensive lineman. You can follow him on Twitter, which you should do right now. At AlexBrown96 is the place for him on Twitter. Just a couple more for you, Alex Brown, including with all the improvements that the Bears have made this year, how many extra wins do you think it's worth?
I mean, hell, what we win? Three last year?
Four.
we won four?
You know what I call it, Alex? I just call it the season where the Bears lost 10 straight games.
Well, we got the number one pick, and we did something with it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, that's fine. I tell you what, I think it's going to be a totally different team as far as the wins go. I think we'll sneak up on a couple people, but I see us winning. Without luck, I think we win nine. I think we win nine.
Okay.
With any luck, we win 10 and we sneak into the playoffs. And are we going to make any noise? I have no idea. But you can't make any noise until you get there. So just ask the 2007 and 2011 New York Giants. Like, I'm sure they didn't think they were going to get there. But they got there and they were able to make some noise when they got there, because then it's only about winning one game that particular Sunday, then you move on. So I do think we are very competitive in the division this year. I don't think anybody's just standing out with the losses of the better teams, I'll say, in the division. So you lose Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you can't come back and tell me you're going to be a better football team. I don't buy that. And then Dalvin Cook leaving Minnesota, and their backup running back leaving the year before that, I just don't see them having that same type of offense when people know you're going to throw it. See, there was a certain respect that had to go to Cook in the backfield, but now he's not there. Now you got Kirk Cousins, and everybody knows he's going to throw it to Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson's amazing. I get it.
Yes.
But even being amazing, it's still the NFL. And if we can take one thing away and know you're not going to run it or you're not going to be very successful running it, then we can really shut down the pass. So I don't think In Detroit. They're gonna Detroit. So
I hope you're right. Cause
I'm not worried about Detroit. I know everybody's worried about them. I'm not worried about Detroit.
Okay. Good.
I'm not. I think the Bears will be there in the end, and if they're able to pull off, they make the field goal. The other team misses the field throughout the season. There'll be games where it's one play that could go one way or the other, and it'll decide if we win. And we get to 10 wins, I think we got a shot to win the division here. And it'll be a year earlier than a lot of people think. So, and Justin will have a big year. I'm not sure he'll throw for the 4,000 yards that he said, but I sure hope he does.
Hey, Alex, I'll take 3,000.
I'll take 3,000 and him running and being him.
Yes.
I'll take 3,000. I don't want him to change to try to be a pocket passer. I want you to just play football, be Justin, and, man, I think we're going to have a hell of a season, man.
I love the optimism. Last thing, tell me that Jordan Love is going to suck and that the Bears fans are not going to have to worry about having another historically great quarterback on the Green Bay Packers.
No, I think we're back to the mid-90s with them.
Yes!
Early 90s.
Oh,
early
man. 90s. Was that Lynn Dickey? No, early. I didn't even know who was their quarterback.
I think it's early 90s with Green Bay now.
Okay.
Yeah, they got spoiled with two back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and now they're making the mistake of thinking it's whoever the hell we pick. They're just going to be good. Well, it doesn't work that way. Trust me. In Chicago, we understand it does not work that way. So I think he's going to be not atrocious.
He doesn't have to be bad.
Not gonna be bad.
Just be mediocre. That's all.
Right. And I think that's what he'll be. He'll be mediocre. You'll be able to name 18 quarterbacks that you'll take before him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I like the Green Bay Packers, having a quarterback just like that.
That's right. It's time. Yeah, it's a lot of years of making up to do for the Green Bay Pack. Time for you guys to pay the piper for all your great quarterbacks over the years. Time to drop
Amen.
Back.
Amen.
Alex, thanks, man. I really appreciate you coming on, man.
No problem. Thank you.
See ya. Sounds like we ended our call with Alex Brown at the exact right time. Maybe his alarm was going off. Great discussion, though, with Alex Brown, the former Bears defensive lineman. We've had two really good Bears guests here, Mark Potash and Alex Brown, both beaming with optimism.